Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
In our struggle in the Christian life, reflections on death and dying to the world around us often hit us slightly ajar. We're not quite sure what to do with them. What is this talk about dying to the world, and how are we to accomplish it in a way that is healthy rather than detrimental? There is a saying attributed to Saint Macarius the Great, sometimes known as Macarius the Spirit-Bearer or Macarius the Egyptian, one of the leading figures of the desert in Egypt in the 3rd and 4th centuries. Macarius the Great Father was a disciple of Saint Antony, known as the founding father of monasticism, and is revered throughout the Christian world as one of the great figures in the spiritual life, revered in Greek, in Syriac, in Coptic translations. And the saying that I'd like us to look at today is in fact drawn from the Coptic recensions of St. Macarius' work. A brother, the saying goes, paid a visit to Abba Macarius and said to him, "Abba, tell me a word. How can I be saved?" The old man said to him, "Go to the tombs, curse the dead, throw rocks at them." The brother left, somewhat surprised but obedient. He cursed the dead and threw rocks at them, and when he returned to the old man, Macarius said to him, "Did they throw anything back at you?" The brother said to him, "No, my father, they did not." The old man said, "Now tomorrow go to the dead and glorify them, saying, 'You are apostles, saints, and righteous ones.'" So the young man returned, and the next day came to the old man, saying, "Father, I have glorified them." The old man said to him, "Did they say anything back to you, my child?" And he replied, "No." So Abba Macarius said to him, "You have seen how you cursed them, and they said nothing to you, and how you glorified them, and they responded not at all. Let it be the same with you too. If you wish to be saved, go, be dead, having no regard for people's contempt, nor for their honours, like the dead. And then, my child, you can be saved." This again from the Coptic version of the sayings of Saint Macarius. Go and be like one who is dead. If there was ever advice that jarred with the modern world's understanding of how we are to find life and the fulfillment of life, it is this instruction by a great spirit-filled father that we be like those in the tombs. In the tombs we find the way to life. There is something theological, of course, in this idea and this instruction. It is when Christ is in the tomb that life is given to those in Hades, as we commemorate in the church, and it is only from the tomb that Christ rises forth, resurrected, renewing creation in his glory and love. So there is, in Abba Macarius's comment and his instruction, his story, some theological dimension, proclaiming the departure of this life and the resurrection from the dead as intrinsic to salvation and restoration. Yet it would be a mistake for us to think that in so great an ascetical father, one of the great founding figures of monasticism and the monastic struggle, it would be a mistake to think that his story is not utterly practical in its dimension. Abba Macarius is not giving just food for thought, but food for action. When the disciple comes and receives this story, the great elder intends it to be a lesson that he can go and put into practice. We're not speaking here of a story like Aesop's fables that has a moral at the end that one is to go off and ponder or think about, but a story that gives you instructions for living. Go and be like one who is dead, having no regard for people's contempt or their honours, and you can be saved. Abba Makarios instructs the disciple, instructs me, instructs each of us who hear these words, that the way to advance in the spiritual life, in the life of Christian salvation, is to die to the world, to its expectations, to its trivial honours and trivial cursings. Just as the young man goes to the grave, to the bodies lying there in the pit, and curses at them, and the next day goes and gives them glorious praise, in each case they are unaware, unresponsive. What are the cursings of this man to those who lie in the bosom of Abraham? What are the glories that he can spew forth in his own design compared to the glory of the eternal kingdom to which the righteous have struggled? In comparison to the true sufferings of a soul torn from God, the cursings of the world are nothing. In comparison to the true glory that awaits the saints in the kingdom, the light that shines everlasting in the paradise of the resurrected Christ, in comparison of this, what are the glories that the world can offer, even if we call them great saints, prophets, teachers, as Macarius instructs the disciple, even so, of what is such honour in comparison to the glory of God? As those who lie in the tomb respond not to the cursings or the praises of the world, so ought our hearts, day by day and minute by minute, be deadened to the superficial praise and acclaim of this world. We are conditioned in our modern-day lives to be so severely damaged by the scorn of others. So many people are crippled when the esteem in which they see themselves is lowered, hindered, or destroyed by the harsh views of the world around them. And so many of us are brought into delusional states of arrogance at the praise that the world heaps upon us, often for the most trivial and spiritually meaningless of things. The real way to spiritual growth, says Abba Makarios, is to deny the world the right to control us by its praise, to deny the world the right to hinder us by its cursing. All that matters is the devotion of the heart to God. Ultimately, when we respond to praise and to acclaim, we are giving the world a power over our heart. The world suddenly has the ability to exalt us, to change our inward state of being. And this is a thing that a Christian should flee from. Only God has power over the heart, the mind. Only that power is transformative. The pretended power of the world, whether it be negative or positive, equally destroy the devotion to God. Therefore, paradoxically, and in a way that the world simply can never understand, it is at the tomb that we see a model for a life devoted wholly to Christ. It is at the tomb that we see an icon for our own behavior. Let us be like those who are dead. Let us be willing to receive the praise and the scorn is that which the world will thrust at us, but which does not affect us, to which we do not respond. Whether we are cursed or whether we are praised, let our heart not be altered, for these things are insignificant in the light of the struggle towards Christian living. It is interesting to compare this story with a similar story recounted in the Gospels, where a young man approaches Christ and asks, Teacher, what must I do to be saved? Just as in our story, a young disciple approaches Abba Macarius with the same question. And in both tellings, in both stories, the answer is strikingly similar. From Christ, go, sell all that thou hast, and take up thy cross, and come and follow me. To follow Christ, to follow him to Golgotha, to the cross, and thus to the resurrection, one must sell all that he has. One must get rid of all the worldly attachments that bind us to this life and prevent us from growing into the life of the kingdom. And in our story, in the words of St. Macarius, our attachments, these worldly things, are expanded also into that inward realm of our reaction to scorn and to praise. Let us be then, as the disciple was enjoined to be by this great father, dead to the world, alive only to Christ, and through the great mystery of the Creator's incarnation, it is this inward life in Christ that will allow us to see the world in its true beauty, to love it with an unfettered, unhindered love.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.